Hello, this is Crispy, and 2 weeks remain for the Phantom Marine guest art call. Phantom Marine is turning 10 years old on July 11th, 2025, and Claire would like to celebrate with guest art features for that week and beyond. If you'd like to contribute something, visit phantommarine.com to submit your piece. Any art, writing, animation, anything goes. The deadline is July 1st. That's phantommarine.com.
Hello, and welcome to Screen Tones, where we talk anything and everything webcomics. Today, we're going to be talking about coming up with names. I'm Verithane, my pronouns are she, they, and I make the webcomics Chiralt and Witchwood.
And I'm Delphina, I use she, her pronouns, and I make the webcomic Zombulus.
And I'm Crispy, I use she, they pronouns, and I make the webcomics Ghost Junk Sickness and Lunar Blight.
So, does your webcomic perhaps contain characters? Maybe even places. Perhaps it also needs a title. If any of these things are true, you've probably had to sit down and face the struggle of deciding on the names for all the things in your comic, as well as for the comic itself. These things are important. They give a lot of vital information about tone, genre, setting details, and a lot of other cues to the reader. But why has it got to be so hard? Anyway, today we're going to talk about it. The first question that I've got, because I personally am awful at coming up with names myself, and so I want to ask questions to people who have very cool names for their comics. My first question is, how did you come up with the name of your comic, the characters, the locations, and share any stories about working names or titles that didn't make it into the final? We'll start with Delphi.
Oh my gosh. I don't know. It's been so long. but I know for Zombulus, there's I like to look into like the definitions of things. And like if you go into a word like somnambulist is an actual word, you can look up what that means in the dictionary. But I wanted something that kind of sounded like that, but could be fictional and that I could buy the URL for. It was really important to me to have my own URL. So I got Zombulus. And that was pretty nice. And yeah, I feel like there's some other things before that that are just vaguely fantasy influenced. I think my first comic, once I decided to make it a like its own thing instead of a fan comic, I named it Meridian Oracle because I thought that sounded really cool.
But it does.
Yeah, I don't know what it meant, but like, they're just like, I don't know, just cool sounding words, right? So just kind of mashing things together and also kind of peeling back the dictionary for fantasy sounding things, you know, Latin based or whatever, is really fun for me. So that's kind of what I do. Characters, gosh, I don't know. It's all vibes. It's all vibes. I feel like I don't have great answers for that either. I don't know that anybody's great at this, right? But locations, I think I put a little more thought into because once I had the setting and once I had a lot of things around, like, this is what the societies are like. These are like flying people who have different things. So a lot of the names of places in Zombulus will be something like Goddess Flight or something like that. I think like the first kingdom you start out in was Tyranny. And I'm like, oh, I just kind of made that like, oh, isn't that nice and ironic? But it's just, I don't, you can, but you can kind of get that way too, if you want to. I don't know. I don't have any good.
did you do the thing where you made like working names for things and then had to change them out later?
I don't think so. They just kind of like everything all of my comics have just kind of existed as my comic. It's like, oh yeah, that's my comic. But eventually you do have to come up with names and stuff. And so, yeah, just deciding from there. Oh gosh, this is horrible. Somebody else answer.
How about you, Crispy?
Well, okay. Okay, so it's interesting when you do name a lot of these things because vibes do play a lot into it. And, you know, it really depends, like, thematically and whatnot. So as far as, like, Ghost Junk Sickness was is concerned, I didn't personally name it that. The original title for the comic, when it was just a solo project by me. So these characters are still shared by Space. And then I went and did a solo project. It was called Divine Ace, which is just absolutely, like, I don't know. That it's just
Divine Ace?
Divine Ace.
It's so anime. Oh,
it's so anime.
I love it.
And, like, if you see, like, the influences that I had at the time, you're like, mm-hmm. It was very, like, Final Fantasy title. I was, like, really into, like, the kind of more edgier kind of stories and whatnot, and I was like, yeah, like, I want that angle, like, you know, I'm just gonna call myself out, like, Final Fantasy VII Advent Children rotted my brain. And then, you know, we expanded the project, and then Space got involved again, and then she came up with the name Ghost Junk Sickness. And I think, like, from that we usually take a lot of things from different places, and then you just slowly thread them together. And I know that we originally wanted something a little bit weird to say, because it is a very weird title to say. It always catches people off guard, and have something punk sound like, and something just, it's going to be in your brain. I don't remember exactly the train of thought that led to that, just because Space was involved with that, but I do actually have notes from when we named Lunar Blight. And so it kind of does this weird cascading thing when we name our comics, because I mean, like, that's just going to be the thing that you're stuck with, kind of thing, when you talk about it. So I'm going to read off, like, kind of how it went to Lunar Blight. So it started with, because it's very moon themed, so, you know, we went with that. So that was kind of like, okay, we're going to stick with the moon, and we're going to kind of go from there. And we wanted two words to be like, it's about a moon, and there's a struggle? We don't know. Like, that's kind of what we went. So it started with Umbral Praxis, that went to Umbral Omnium, so that's hard. And then Moon Effigy, Umbral Effigy, then Umbral Piety, Moon Ardor, Lunar Gospel, Caustic Moon, Lunar Caustic, Umbral Blight, and then we were like, okay, we like Lunar Blight. Like, that's where we went from there. And so it was just this neat little cascading thing of, like, all these words that eventually hit, you know, I guess the vibe as far as that's concerned. Expanding into, like, naming places or characters and stuff, Ghost Junk was actually pretty themed. We did a lot of, like, Greek-inspired things, so I'd actually, like, do some research about towns, names, and places that I'm like, I wanted to feed it back into Ghost Junk Sickness, especially because the twist at the end is that that story is, like, multi-universe kind of door opening, so you can bleed a lot of, like, our world into their world. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna just pick up a lot of old world language and stuff and put it in there. This is why Gefjun and Jundar are, like, more of those kind of names, especially with, like, some of the little isms in the stories, with the tattoos being also Greek and whatnot. So I usually take, like, a theme and I just kind of cascade it down from there. And that helps, like, I guess, minimize, you know, the huge, like, where do I start kind of thing.
Oh, nice. That's a good approach, I think, like, generally having a concept for some sort of central, like, theme or premise that unifies everything. Unfortunately, I tend to go with the placeholder strategy, but what I've learned is that the concept of a placeholder is actually a myth, because any name that I come up with as a placeholder is it will be the final. Like, that's my curse.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I named, so
I do tend to do the thing where like the title or the name is just something that sounded cool to me. When it comes to characters, I do try to take like features of the setting into consideration. So like with Geralt in particular, less so with Witchwood, but in Geralt, I tried pretty hard to steer clear of names that had like a really like an obvious cultural significance. Like a name that immediately you're like, oh, that's this specific religion or something like that in the real world, just because I was working with a fantasy setting where none of these things necessarily applied. Sometimes a lot of the characters I kind of named a bit on a whim. In one case, though, for Kieran in Geralt, I used one of those baby name generators. Like there's a bunch of websites that do this online. They're just huge databases with suggestions of like what to name your kid. And they have massive, like thousands and thousands of names. And you can choose like by letter. I think there's some that have some interesting algorithms that you can search by, like looking for specific types of things. And I just kind of hit the randomize button a lot until I hit on something that like that seemed like it would fit for the character that I was about to do. But usually I'll just kind of have like, I'll just pick a name from the ether and apply it to them. And then they're stuck with it forever. And my curse can become their curse. Most of the cast of Witchwood I named when I was 8 years old because I thought their name, it sounded neat. The title itself it's actually a neighborhood in my city. It's called Witchwood. There's like Witchwood Barns and a bunch of parks and stuff like that. I don't think I knew that. I think I just saw it written down somewhere and thought, that's a neat word. I'm going to put that in my story. And then I did. And since then, I've had to kind of figure out how to fit it in there. And the way I made it that it ended up working was that the title of the story is the name of an organization within it. And of course, they can name their organization whatever they want. It does lead to some questions at conventions and stuff like that. So I tried to change. I tried to come up with a different name when I was developing the comic. I was like, I can't go with this. I need to do something else. I need a good name. And I thought about it for like 2 years and I never did come up with a better one. So anyway, that's my story, which I guess will lead to the second question, because I feel like a lot of the names that I've ended up with are not necessarily optimal for a few reasons. But before I talk about it, I want to ask the actual question about that, which is what makes names better or worse in your experience? Where's the balance between creative or memorable names that aren't confusing or poorly thought out names?
Oh, gosh. Okay. So, I mean, this is always going to be a little subjective, right? But if we're talking about a name that you have to type in to a search bar or a URL for somebody else to find, you want to make sure that it's intuitive to spell for your readers. If you go for like some very weird spellings or something like that, that might trip you up and make your comic harder to find. And then we also touched a little bit on the convention experience, because I feel like everybody wants to ask you like, oh, you know, what's the name of your comic mean? Or what is this all about? And so you find yourself explaining it over and over again. And yeah, so you want to make sure that you have a little bit of an explanation for that in mind. But also, like, if it's hard to say, or if it's just hard for people to read and parse, or hard to pronounce, that might get a little frustrating for you after a while, especially if you're talking about it in real life a lot. And I feel like for Zombulous, this happens because people hear like Zombulous, or they misspell it with like an extra O at the end or something like that. Like, that's one of my regrets for Zombulous. But I do like the fact that I was able to get Zombulous.com. So that's nice that it was unique and not like a real word that I had to fight for. And also that it kind of ties into the story if you start digging under like what the roots words are for that. So I think I didn't do too bad with Zombulous. I feel like maybe there was a better name out there, but like I don't have a lot of regrets about it. And I think the other direction it goes sometimes is if you choose like a very common word or phrase or something like that, that falls into the trap of you're going to get too many false positives when people search for your name. Like if it's just a one word name of a comic that like, oh, okay, there's a million things named this. So now people are going to like maybe confuse it or confuse it with other comics even. So I don't know. I feel like you want to just kind of keep an eye out for that. Search, do a couple of Google searches to see like what other things turn up when you search for this name for a comic and like how you can maybe put a little spin on it, give it a little twist or something like that. I think that's what you want to do, and that's where the line is.
I've seen it a lot where like folks have like the name of their comic and you want to obviously look it up and you put it in the machine, the search engine, and I mean you're gonna come up with just a random assortment of things. But it also makes me wonder if like SEO is as I don't want to say important, but I also want to say important to folks these mm-hmm. days with like where they search. I think old man moment, but like when people are like, I use, you know, YouTube or TikTok to search up things, I'm like, wow, really interesting. Okay. So I think it's just, I don't know, old school thoughts. Just when you're coming up with names, I do think it's important to be like, okay, my comic's going to be, you know, Farmer Cat Attacks, and you know, I'm gonna Google that or whatever. I'm gonna see what kind of come up, and you know, do I want my comic associated with whatever kind of comes up, sort of thing. I don't know. I think that is important to me personally, and especially with like how important it is to have your own website too, especially in this age. And you know, claiming that somulus.com, we were lucky to have lunarblight.com and Ghost Junk Sickness being as unique. That said, I don't think that your comic has to be so unique that it's like the most unique, because there's, you know, there's things that can come up with it that are okay to associate with that. But, you know, there is a level of caution that you have to take to be like, is this searchable? Usually what I'll do is if it doesn't come up with the name. So, you know, if I'm going to look up Somulus, and if Somulus doesn't come up, it always does, which is very fantastic.
Yay.
But if I like look up Somulus and Somulus doesn't come up as something else, I'll put Somulus comic, and if that will usually guarantee. But if it doesn't, I'm gonna be a little wary when stuff like that comes up, because it's like you want your comic to be accessible and memorable too. I guess one of my things that I will caution people on when they make titles is try not to fall into traps of like common phrases. I'm seeing that as being a little popular these days, and I'm just like that's fun to an extent, but like what does it say about your work? Will that stick with people, kind of thing? And you know, I think that you get lost in being like, oh well, this is a memorable tagline, and you're gonna associate my comic with a tagline, and I'm like, ah, that might work out depending on how memorable the comic actually is. So, you know, just things to caution on. And also, like, does it match the comic? Like, are the vibes, you know, coherent enough?
Yeah, that's a really good point, too, because I feel like a lot of people will name their comic something maybe a little jokey at the beginning, because there's like a joke at the beginning. But mm-hmm. then like the story moves on from that, and the direction of the comic, especially with the years and years that we do web comics, you're going to see like this change. And then all of a sudden, like you're 5 years down the line, and like this kind of jokey name doesn't fit at all with like the more serious tone that you're doing anymore. Yeah. So it's like, maybe you should have like, I don't know. It's hard because this stuff evolves so much, and you're not really sure exactly how serious or light it's going to stay. But in particular with kind of jokey titles, I see that happen a lot. And that's why I like, even though I have a comic that has a lot of comedic elements, I didn't really consider something like that, because I'm like, I think it's going to move on from there. So if you have that inkling, maybe something to keep in mind.
Mm-hmm.
I actually came very close at one point to naming Geralt Scarf Boy Was Here, because that was what I used to write on the page.
Before. Yeah. It's still in the title, isn't it? Like, still on the website? Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's the subtitle. It's the tagline.
Yeah, you can see it.
Yeah,
there.
If you go to the website. Because Scarfboy was here.
God.
Before I named Kieran, Scarfboy was what I called him. So, baby name generator saved him from that fate. He could have had it forever. Yeah, what Delphi was saying earlier about that, like, having to spell out a name if it's something uncommon, that's definitely the thing that I've run into a lot. At every convention, you can kind of see it. Like, people will ask, like, oh, what's your webcomic? What's it about? And I'll be like, oh, here's the name. And they'll be like, wait, that's the name? And if they don't see it visibly, like, right there, if I'm trying to tell somebody about it in person, they won't know how to spell it. And I've just come to accept that as a fact. With Witchwood, the case is mostly just that it's one of those words that has an ambiguous enough sound that it's like, is it a witch, like a magic casting witch, or like something else, like which of these things is like the other? And so I'll have to spell it out for that reason, like witch with a Y and no T. And then the question is always like, oh, what's that mean? And I still don't have a great answer for that. Chiralt, was another case of just a word that I thought sounded neat. It doesn't really sound like anything else English. So people will usually pause and be like, oh, can you repeat that? And then I'll spell it out. It actually is a real French surname, like the last name. So pronounced Chiraud. So when people ask me how it's pronounced, I'll give them kind of my personal pronunciations. But like, technically, because it's also a real name of real people who will turn up if you do like a Google search for it, you have to specify comic when you search the names of either of mine for these reasons. But like, you know, there's real people who actually are called this. So I can't own the pronunciation, maybe just for only my own comic. But yeah, it's something that I was aware of going into Witchwood. With Chiralt, by the time I really was thinking like, oh, I could have come up with something better. Like, I was so deep into it, like, that I couldn't change. I actually wanted to change before I launched Witchwood. I was like, I've got a chance to come up with a better title. But then the curse kicked in, the mummy's curse, and I couldn't.
Oh, so my God.
I just had to keep it.
Had to keep it.
Oh, my God.
Just nothing else would feel right.
Well, I think it's interesting too about the names of characters, because the pronunciation of those, I didn't look up online, and they did turn out to be like real names sometimes for characters like Astir. Like the proper pronunciation of that is like Aster, and like that's an actual person's name, and I just kind of messed it up. And so I kind of had to get to this place, like, when I hear people pronounce the names of my characters, where I'm like, it's fine if it's not pronounced exactly my way, because it's all subjective anyway. Mm-hmm. And there's lots of people named like different things, so that's just something to steel yourself for too, if people like mispronounce your characters' names or whatever. Like, I don't think there's anything around that, and we're doing a visual medium anyway, so they're not going to hear the names a lot, so you're going to get a lot of readers just interpreting things in their head in a certain way, and maybe misspelling them or mispronouncing them when they talk about them. And the more you can like be okay with that, find your peace with that, the more you'll preserve your sanity, I think.
Yeah.
I feel like I got kind of used to that just by having my own name in actual real life is also pretty tough to pronounce for people when they're just reading it online. So I've always fielded questions about that too. So when it comes to my characters, I'm just like, well, it's just a thing that happens, I guess.
Mm-hmm. I think it's just good to like Delphi said, steal yourself away for the sanity thing, because I've seen cases where people get pretty intense about wanting like their characters' names or places being pronounced a certain way. But also, it's just like, the world is a very big place and we pronounce things differently all the time. And people are really weirdly obsessed with that. And I think that we shouldn't. So like,
there's also cases where some names might have like cultural connotations, mm-hmm. or like associations that you might not be aware of going in. So it's like, just generally always a good idea to look these things up. But for instance, I didn't know until I was probably 2 or 3 years after introducing the character that like Astrid at least at the time, like, people considered it to be, like, basically just a female name. And so I put it on a male character and I would have people being like, oh, like, did you know this? And I was like, well, now I do. But also, I don't, I've decided I don't care. It's whatever I want it to be.
Yeah, I think it's just important to, like, really go in with a lot of that intent. And, like, also, like you said, Thane, like, figuring out, doing some back research to see if, like, something, like, a connotation related to that name is something that you don't want on something that you've chosen to. And we do a lot of that back and forth. One of the cool things that I really like about the names of our chapters in Ghost Junk Sickness, I absolutely love the names of that because they're all music themed. And, you know, we went back and forth with, like, okay, what are the vibes? What is the meaning of this, like, certain music kind of term, and how are we going to relate to that? And also kind of seeing some terms and being like, okay, do we want that associated with it? Or what is it? What's its relevance, like, in these days and stuff? So there's actually a lot of back and forth workshopping to kind of, which I know it feels like very mundane or you know, benign, I don't know, doing that. But there was just a lot of back and forth to really be careful about some of the words that we used and, you know, made sure that it was relatable to the chapter or anything like that. And same goes with, like, character names. I think it's just very important to be like, okay, like, I want this, but, like, what does it mean if I'm going into a territory that I'm not familiar with either, like, as far as, like, other people's cultures is concerned? Because you don't want to just be like, I'm just going to say it, like, when we were all growing up in the manga bubble of, like, 2000s to 2005, and, like, all of our characters' names were, like, Ryoko, San, and, you know, everybody was Sakura and stuff. Like, you know, that's fine, but also it's just, like...
When you start making something more polished for, like, actual public consumption, then you do have to be a bit more considerate about the sources for things.
Yeah, that's the thing.
This leads pretty well to the third question, which is, what is your advice to someone who has a bunch of their plot and story figured out, but they're stuck on naming various aspects of it or the comic itself? Ooh, Delphi.
Yeah, I mean, I think you had a great suggestion about, like, looking up baby name sites and stuff. There's all kinds of stuff out there that will show you, like, name meanings and stuff. And the good news is, if you have a lot of your plot or story figured out, then you'll have that much more stuff to work with. So if you're looking for something that's like, okay, I know this is going to be a hard and tough series, then, like, I want something. Names that mean, like, perseverance or something, and you can look up, like, names that mean perseverance or whatever the values are, whatever the themes that you're going with can kind of speak to those topics. I really like how Crispy mentioned, like, you know, oh, we want sort of a punk feeling thing, so we're gonna, like, workshop some things together and see how these words fit. I think combining, like, two or more words can kind of help with that, both to keep things distinct, but then also get the feel or vibe that you want. And yeah, just kind of spitballing it, see what, you know, bring it up with your friends and stuff and give them a list of things and, like, you know, which of these sound cool, which of these sound nice. And I think other people might see things that you don't when you do that. So yeah, there's all kinds of things that you can do. And I feel like, end of the day, like, yeah, you kind of do fall into the curse of, like, once you give it a name in one way, it's hard to change it. I don't think it's impossible, but yeah, just do your best. Don't let it stop you from getting the comic out there, of course, but do what you can.
I always found one of my favorite starting points was the website behindthename.com. That's one of my favorite places to go because it is absolutely massive and has a lot of resources to finding out names and the meanings of names, surnames, and whatnot. You can kind of click around. There's also generators that go into like fantasy names too, and names around the world. I like that as a starting point and not necessarily a stopping point, just because I always think, and I think it's imperative to have some research if you're taking names from other cultures and stuff like that to really feel what it means. But I think it's a nice starting point if you're like, you know, a little overwhelmed with like what you could choose from. And unfortunately, a lot of this and a lot of like, you know, what we're kind of all talking about is that like there's no one way to name your stuff, and that vibes is very much the dictator of a lot of that stuff. I think it's cool if you have a lot of stuff, plot, meaning, chapters, whatever, created for your work, and you can name on top of that to give them more meaning if that's like, you know, something that's important to you. But it feels a little intimidating at first, which is why I really like Behind the Name, just because I'm just like, okay, I'm creating a character, and I know that the feelings is that they are going to start with a name that starts with an A. Like, this is what I'm going for, and I just start from there to give myself a little bit of direction. But like I said, there's no one way to do it, but there are tools. There's a lot of tools out there to help you kind of find your way and go from there.
It's interesting. Like, I do actually have a rule for myself for character names. I want each of them to have a different starting letter for the most part, because I feel like when it might be a little easier for readers if they can't remember the whole name, like if they can just remember like the first bit of it, it's a little easier. I did break that rule with like Sydney and Sonia, but I feel like the SY and the SO combination are different enough in our language that like it doesn't trip you up too much. But yeah, I feel like sometimes when I'm reading a comic and everybody has very similar structures for names, or if you're really going out there on the fantasy branch, like, and like just a bunch of mashed together symbols that aren't recognizable in a language that I read, then like, I'm going to have trouble remembering those names. So whatever I can do to make that easier for the reader.
Yeah, I think that was something that I do, not necessarily as like a hard rule, but when I'm coming up with the name of a character, if it seems like it might be a little too similar to someone else, even if I like the sound of it, I'll be like, I'll file this away for later. See if I can find a use for it later. I think generally just getting a lot of sources together and like just looking around is good. Finding, like making lists of things when you like the sound of something, just like write it down and save it so that eventually you might find a use for that thing. Ultimately, it really comes down to being decisive. Like all this, like it's based on vibes. The vibe is fundamentally what sounds good to you. Like what do you think will fit with your story? And personally, that's probably where the hardest part comes in, because I'm like, oh man, decisions, that's tough, feels so permanent. But I ended up like just running on ahead after making sure that the things that I'd chosen weren't like, you know, they didn't have hidden context that I absolutely didn't want, or like I did the research to make sure that like it would at least work. And then I'm like, I think I can live with the drawbacks of these things, and I don't want it to make this comic take another 5 years to get released to the public. So I'm just going to go for it. And at some point, like it's going to be a bit of a toss up. Like how much will it bother you to go forward with a placeholder name? Sometimes maybe just going forward anyway is like the way to get the comic out there. And it's like when you get stuck on the concept art stage and never proceed past it, this is kind of part of that, because the names are also intertwined with the world building and with the tone and with the identity of this thing that you're trying to present to an audience. So like making that call at some point, like this one, or I'm not feeling like it's maybe not perfect, but I'm going to go forward anyway. It can be pretty valuable. Something else that occurred to me though, with that mention of themes, maybe my next comic I'll name everybody after flowers or types of trees or something like that, and just eliminate this whole problem. People who do that, really galaxy brain. Like,
and flowers also have like the additional meanings and stuff.
They do. So it's perfect. And they sound cool.
Yeah, you don't have to think about it too hard.
Man, they were onto something. I got it.
Yeah. Or what about the people, the names, like the light novel Japanese names that like are like 50 words long? Don't do that.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I'll just make it be an entire paragraph of a book. It'll be like something out of Homestuck Troll Culture.
Oh my God.
They live in the space future where every short movie title name has been taken and movie titles just got longer and longer until they take up, like, you know, they're 2,000 words long.
Oh my God.
Describe the whole plot. It's incredible.
Oh my God.
At least you know what you're getting in for.
We might be getting closer to that, at least in anime.
Yeah. Thanks, light novel titles.
Oh, yeah, that's like, you don't want that kind of like barrier to entry where people just can't remember like the six words you have. So,
mm-hmm.
Well, I think that will be a goat cheese and roasted red pepper wrap for today. Thank you so much for listening. I've been your host, Farathane, and you can check out my work at chiralt.sevensmith.net and witchwoodcomic.com, which I can spell out for you if you want.
I've been Delphina, and you can find my comic, Sombulus, at sombulus.com.
And I'm Crispy. You can find my work at ghostjunksickness.com or lunarblight.com.
We'll see you later, slappers.
Slap, slap, slap. What's your name again?
Slapper, obviously. Oh.
How do you spell that?
S-L-A-P-P-F-U.
Thank you for listening to Screen Tones, a webcomic podcast. You can find all our episodes at screentonescast.com. We've got a couple links over there to our Ko-fi and merch shop, where your support will help us create more episodes and keep us talking about anything and everything webcomics. You can also find us on YouTube, Blue Sky, Tumblr, and our Discord server. Thank you so much for listening, sharing, rating, and supporting, and we'll see you next time.